That has been the sound of Sunlight Mountain Resort for Amanda Hatley for most of December. She's the marketing coordinator for the resort and calls it the sound of not shredding.
If Sunlight were open, I would definitely be out on the mountain, enjoying the mountain, but also working. I have the perk of being able to ride and get footage of people enjoying the mountain to share then on our social media and promote Sunlight. And I wish I was out there. It's disappointing to not be.
So far, the only footage Hatley's taken is of snow blowing, snow grooming, and upgrades at the resort. Sunlight was all ready to open on December 1st, but says marketing director Troy Hawks,
there's not a lot of fat on the cow up here, if you will.
In other words, there isn't enough snow. Other than construction on the roof of Sunlight Inn, all else was quiet at the resort in early December. Hawks says that staff is down to bare bones, but they're getting a lot done.
Pretty much just the key maintenance staff. Guys are kind of doing a little work on the chairlifts. We're getting the lodge cleaned up and some of the last-minute projects done. And then as we get closer to our opening day, we're going to bring back more of the staff. We do need to get our ski patrol on the mountain and get some padding put up and some signage put up, so they'll be hard at work next week.
Mainly, though, it's a waiting game. Waiting for the clouds to roll in, waiting for that one storm that will dump 18 inches on the slopes.
My name is Noah Newman.
Noah Newman, climate research coordinator for the Colorado Climate Research Center at Colorado University in Fort Collins, hasn't seen any long-term precipitation trends for Colorado. Snow and rainfall depend on location, he says, and worldwide weather events.
You may have heard of the terms El Niño or La Niña. And this year, we are in a La Niña, which tends to create drier conditions in the southern portion of the state and potentially wetter conditions in the northern part of the state.
But that's not always true for local conditions. He says the one trend he's noticed is extreme variability.
In Colorado, we're far away from sources of water, being the oceans. Our mountains create different weather patterns. We are sandwiched kind of in between the high northern latitudes and the equatorial region. So being in Colorado, it's not easy to predict how the precipitation is going to be from one year to the next.
Troy Hawks is optimistic. He says he's been in the ski business long enough to have seen some dicey winters.
You know, you look back at the last 10 years and we've had a pretty good run. Colorado as a whole has had a pretty good run. So I think if we were going to talk to some of the real old timers in the industry, they would probably tell us like, yeah, well, this kind of happens about every 10 years or so.
Hawks adds that because Sunlight is a small resort, it's been able to withstand dry winters, late season starts, and other threats.
The economic downfall of 2008 was very impactful to Sunlight, but because we don't have a lot of overhead, because we have a really strong management team here, we were able to not only survive 2008, but really the last couple of years we were able to get back on a growing path. So that was certainly very encouraging.
But Amanda Hatley says, personally, she's upset about the lack of snow.
It makes me think of global warming and people that don't necessarily believe in it, because I do. And if you don't see the effects, I just don't understand how you don't, because here we are 2 weeks into December and we have no snow and we have 50-degree weather. But it's out of our hands, and that's one of the greater lessons of life, is that you need to let go of the things you can't control.
Sunlight Mountain Resort plans to open Friday, December 21st. Troy Hawk says snowmaking can cover the lower portion of ski terrain, but only natural snow will open the mountain for top-to-bottom skiing. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.